This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to Busting Balls. It's about prospects. It's about future. I'm Pat Caputo, along with our webmaster, Evan Jenkins. And as Evan says, this is our time of the year because all the drafts are coming up. We've already had the NFL draft, but now it's time for the baseball draft, the NHL draft, and the NBA draft. And we're going to focus here on the MLB draft. This is our first podcast on it. I'm going to focus in, Evan, on five players. There's five players that are clearly ahead of the other players when it comes down to the draft. Sound familiar? I mean, it is a draft that is very much like the NHL draft in that respect and the NBA draft that's coming up here with the top-end talent. The Tigers are picking third overall after the draft lottery. Yes, they have that in baseball now, too. Baseball way ahead of the curve here. By the time the lotteries are about out, baseball decided to go to it. And, you know, with the Tigers, it's not necessarily going to be a slam dunk pick. The issue here is having third. And again, this is going to sound familiar. There are two players that have clearly separated themselves from the rest of the field. And the first one, and he undoubtedly is going to be the first pick by Pittsburgh. In my opinion, I don't know the people and whatever, but it's Dylan Cruz. He's an outfielder for LSU. Now, Dylan Cruz is somebody with enormous power. He's basically a 5-tool guy. He's a right-handed hitter, and he is, without question, the best college baseball player in the country. There's some other good ones. We'll mention another one here in a minute that's a position player. But he is, without question, the best player. I don't see any way that he doesn't go number one. I mean, he's a tremendous prop. He's got the power of Torkelson, but he's an outfielder. He can do a number of different things. He runs well. And, you know, again, it's a college hitter. You know, we've had a mixed bag with college hitters. They use the aluminum bat. It's, you know, the pitching isn't nearly as good. How is he going to do when he dials up? But certainly he's in the SEC where the pitching's as good as it is in college baseball. He's an outstanding player. And what I would do is I would look at him in the upcoming playoffs that are going to start for LSU. He's outstanding. So, but he's not going to be there when the Tiger pick. If he's not taken by the Pirates, it'll take 2 seconds for Washington to go up there and pick him. All right? So the Tigers aren't going to get him. So I guess I'll limit to that, but it'll be something that's interesting to watch and a name for the baseball fans to remember because he's big-time prospect, you know, one of the best that's come down the pipe. The second pick is likely going to be Paul Skaines, which is a right-handed pitcher, again, from LSU. He's 6'6", he's 235 pounds. Throws in the high 90s regularly, often touches triple digits. He was at Air Force originally, and he's come in here to LSU. And in addition to his fastball, he has gone away from what he used to throw, which was a gyro slider. You know what a gyro slider is, Evan?
No. Sounds like a sandwich.
It's a pitch that doesn't spin, you know.
So it's kind of like a knuckleball?
It just doesn't have spin on it. And, you know, you remember that Daisuke Masasaka used to pitch yep. for the Red Sox? He used to throw like 89 miles an hour, and everybody wondered how he got everybody out. He threw this gyro fastballs and stuff. But he went from that, now he throws a sweeper, the new thing in baseball, a sweeper. And so those are his two pitches. Now, I'm not so sure on him. Now, everybody says he's going to go number two, Evan. I'm not so sure he's going to go number two for Washington. Now, the one thing about Washington is they do have a history of not just looking at hard-throwing right-handers and saying we're not going to take them. They took Steven Strasburg first overall. So as an organization, it's still basic philosophy there. They could use a power arm. This guy's very much an upside. He's clearly the best pitcher available in this draft, regardless of level. And he's somebody that's not going to take a long time to come. He's a projected number two. I'm not so sure he's going to be taken because there's a couple prospects that are high school prospects that are position players, and one more college prospect. His name's Wyatt Langford. From Florida, who isn't quite the athlete that Dylan Cruz is. But he played multiple positions throughout his career. He even caught, you know, at one point. But as a corner outfielder, he projects. And he's somebody that's put up big numbers despite an injury this year, earlier in the year. He's done it for a couple years. One thing about him and Cruz, the one thing I noticed, and it's a limited amount of statistical information that I found, but when they played summer ball, they did not hit with as much power as they did in college, you know, using the wood bats. So those are all concerned. I talked about that before the Tigers took Torkelson as well. Whole different world there, but again, playing in the top line competition, top program at Florida. So Wyatt Langford, a lot of years, he would be the number one pick in the draft. He's that good. We're talking OPSs, Evan, of well over 1,000. We're talking big time power, and we're talking about great, great college players. You definitely have the potential, and Langford's there. So if Skanes falls to the Tigers, what do they do? Do they take the hard throwing right hander, or do they, you know, go for a position player who's top end and out of the college ranks? So that's going to be question one that comes to the Tigers. But like I said, everybody thinks that the Nationals are going to take Skanes. I'm not so sure about that. When push comes to shove, especially with track records with pitchers and college pitchers, man, that's going to be a tough call because these other kids are really, really good that follow here. And I mentioned Wyatt Langford from Florida. And so that's a guy to look at. Now, one of the kids, he's no relation to you. He's an outfielder from North Carolina, and his name is spelled a little different. It's Walter Jenkins, okay? Which I'm sure your name has been spelled like that quite a few times down through the years, right, Evan?
Just about every time by everybody that's ever met me for the first time.
Yeah, well, your cousin Walter here is a 6'3" outfielder from North Carolina, the high school player. He is very strong, nice, classic left-handed swing, runs well. I hate the comparable, but, you know, the name that comes up is Josh Hamilton, hopefully minus the off-the-field problems. He was also from that state, and that's why he's compared to him. He's not as big. You know, I think the other – Josh Hamilton was a little taller or whatever. This kid is really good. He's a five-tool guy, basically. His power potential as a left-handed hitter could be off the charts as he develops. And he is considered about equal, and some would have him a little above the player that I think would be ideal for the Tigers at number three. It's a high school outfielder from Indiana, Franklin, Indiana, Max Clark. Now, Max Clark is not as big. He's, what they list him at. It looks like he's about 6 foot tall or shorter.
They list him at 6'1", 190.
Yeah, it looks, he's not the physical presence in terms of size. But he is very stout, and he's extraordinarily fast. And I really like his actions as a hitter. He's not somebody that does the whole lift thing all the time, generally. He hits to all fields, and he is somebody that can drive the ball and I think will develop power and may even show it right away. He's a very twitchy athlete, meaning he's explosive. I mean, he can really, really run. And he's got an extraordinary throwing arm. He throws 96, 97 miles an hour as a pitcher. Your left-handed bat, love this kid. So if you ask me, it's going to be one of those five players, all right? It's not going to be Cruz because he's going to be taken first overall from LSU, the outfielder. Second pick in the draft is supposed to be Paul Skaines, the 6'6", 235-pound, 100-mile-an-hour a lot of times right-hander from LSU, but I'm not so sure that necessarily Washington's going to do that because position players are more sure things. I really like Wyatt Langford from Florida. He's a very good player, and wherever he goes, he's going to have a chance to be a real good major leaguer. But the players that I like best for the Tigers are those two high school outfielders. Your cousin, Walter Jenkins, spelled differently. from North Carolina. And, of course, Max Clark is the player that, I really think is going to be a tremendous player. And I don't think he's going to take a long time because of his hitting approach. I think he'll go into the minor leagues and tear it up right away. And I like the fact that he's a genuine 5-tool player. The only one you could say about him, well, does he have that power? I think he will ultimately develop that simply because – he's strong, and he's got that approach. And like I said, Evan, there's a skill levels thing about baseball, but ultimately you want the best athlete. And the best athlete of these guys is Max Clark, but no question. So I would look at him, especially now with stolen bases being what they've become. Mm-hmm. So that's who I would target with the draft.
Now, Pat, do we have like any indication at all of what like Scott Harris would like to do in the draft just from his time in San Francisco? I know he wasn't the main shot caller there, but what I mean by that is, does he lean towards college or high school kids, or is there any one way or the other with him?
There has been no definitive way that they've leaned. I mean, you go back and look at the Cubs drafts and all that, but, when he was there, they took Chris Bryant. It was an obvious pick,
right.
So there is no way to absolutely indicate, what they're going to do. I would tend to think that based on the way Scott Harris's comments have been, that he is not going to take a college player ahead of the high school players simply because he wants the team to just go out and win now. I don't think that's going to be the factor. I think I think he probably will think outside the box a little bit. Comes from a strong analytics base, having worked for Theo Epstein earlier in his career and where he worked in San Francisco as well. And the one thing that you could look at is the signing bonus. Yeah. That could be a big factor. Because if you sign somebody with the slots that they have and you can get them for less, all right, then you can spend some more money later on a high school kid. So it's a balancing act that way. So if they say they take Clark, say they take Walter Jenkins, if they're in a situation, they're going to cost more because college option. The college player is not going to want to go back, so you're going to get him at slot probably. All right, say if they take Wyatt Langford from Florida, So, and then you could take a college kid, or a high school kid, a little bit later in the draft and have more bonus money. The classic example of that is what Texas did last year by signing Brock Porter from Orchard Lake St. Mary's, the big right-hander.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get drafted as early as he would have based on his ability. But they had enough left. So when they took him a little bit later in the draft, they gave him, you know, a signing bonus of almost $2 million and signed him away from, I believe he was going to go to Clemson. So that is basically how that, you know, could possibly work. Those are some of the inner workings of the way the draft could go. And that's why sometimes you see outliers. You'll see somebody taken that's not obvious at a position. But it's part of a bigger plan to try to get two for the price of one, so to speak.
Gotcha.
You know, so, and also just some updates. Cole Keith has been going crazy in the minor leagues. You know, and I don't know how long they can keep him there.
See, double A?
Yeah.
Okay.
21 years old. He hasn't faced a pitcher this year his age or younger. So he's, you know, he's way ahead of the curve there. So he's vastly underrated. Justin Henry Molloy has slowed down. And the Tigers need pitchers down there. They don't have anybody to call up with the injury to Rodriguez and, Joey Wentz. And we'll see what happens here. But, you know, struggling a little bit. The Tigers weather the storm until Scoobal and Matt Manning come back, and they both started throwing significantly now. So Tigers are going through. They got to weather a storm here coming up.
Yeah, they called up. Oh, geez, why am I missing his name now? He's starting Friday. Reese Olson. Does that sound right to you, Pat? Reese.
Yeah, and, yeah. He's got an ERA of like 9 or something, but he has.
Yeah, he had pitched better in his last 3 starts, but he is the one that they decided to bring up.
Yeah, he's got some high upside, and who knows? Maybe he'll, you know, do well. But it's far less than an ideal option for them. They're a little bit struggled with that Rodriguez injury. So, and Ty Madden's not ready. I watched Ty Madden's last start. His command isn't very good. He's at Double A, the kid they took in the second round from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Should have gone in the first round, but he's going to be a good pitcher. But he's still working it out a lot. So. But that's about what we got here today on the draft. Any questions, Evan? Usually you're like a ton of questions for me.
Well, no, because, I mean, you laid it out pretty well with those 4 players that could potentially fall. Well, 5, but we figured the one is probably going to go 1-1. So.
Right, Dylan Cruz, right.
My biggest question was what Scott Harris's track record is. And like you said, there's not one way or the other. So it's kind of a wait and see approach. But Pat, when do the playoffs start for college baseball so we can take a look at some of these guys?
Well, they're starting this weekend. So
okay,
you know, so
I know that's always fun to watch and to
LSU's
see. Like, I
mean, playing, right?
Well, Alex Fajardo, we watched him with Florida. We watched obviously Casey Mize with Auburn, and it's fun for baseball fans, like Tiger fans especially, that have interest in the team right now because of what they're doing. I mean, are they world beaters? No, but they're in contention in their division, and that's all you can really ask for at this point. But to see who they could be drafting, where it's different than basketball and football, where we see those guys every single weekend. So that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Well, the coverage is really good, too. I hate to admit it because they're a competitor of ours, but ESPN does a good job on their streaming of the baseball tournament. You can watch, you know, whatever you want, when you want. And so quick suggestion, I watch Cruz just because, all right, if you're a baseball fan or you're a sports fan, he's I don't know if he's the Wembanyama or, you know, but he's a bit of the Connor Bedard, I guess, you know what I'm saying, of the baseball. And he's a top guy. So that's worth watching. And you can watch that skein and see whether the Tigers, would you take him. Or whether you would take somebody else, and you can watch Langford there, playing for Florida, and see what you think of him. And those are the guys. You obviously can't see Max Clark or Walter Jenkins play because they're in high school, but you can. There's a number of sites in which you can watch what their highlights are, And if you're really into it, like I am, you know, you can, you know, dig into it really, really deeply, you know, for relatively cheap cost. So to me, those are the five guys. And like you said, it's four guys there for the Tigers. And if they take somebody outside the box, it means there might be something else coming down the road. Now, we'll get into the draft a lot deeper as time goes on. We'll also do more on the Tigers prospects. And we'll get into the NBA draft. I think that'll probably be what we do next, looking at the Pistons situation. And, we'll do at least one more before the NHL draft, digging a lot deeper. But there is a podcast up, Bustin' Balls, on the NHL draft, specifically the 9th overall pick. And also there is, a column that I wrote about what I think they should do in the offseason and the Pistons at 97 won the ticket. And look, we do it at the drafts. We get into it. We get into the prospects. We get into the systems. We'll be doing a lot on the Lions, younger players, too, as the summer goes along. And maybe Evan and I'll have a little project about the history of the Lions. You know, we talked about that. You know, I'll trudge down there as long as Evan doesn't put like one of those goofy backgrounds behind me. And, you know, we'll go video on y'all. So,
Know, Pat, they've only won one playoff game since 1991?
Yes, they have. Well, did you know they've, Evan, ever? You know, they won one since 1957 in 1991. There's a lot
of fun
Lions, and we'll get into Lions pretty deeply this summer as it goes along. And look, we appreciate the response to this. It's been pretty good. And like us on and subscribe to us, Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com, Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter. It's always posted up there. And same with King of the KC, that's Evans' Twitter handle. And also on the 97.1 The Ticket Facebook page. Yep. And you enjoyed it, Evan. Have a good day there, buddy. I know Miggy's doing well. He had a couple hits the other night. You're happy.
You know, I always will root for that, man. And I only got, 100 games left to do so?
You know, I agree with you about that. He hasn't. I would release him, actually. But I hope it isn't necessary and that he starts to hit a little bit. And He certainly doesn't deserve to be run down by people in this town.
After everything he's given. Listen, Pat, I'm born in 1983. I'm sorry I don't remember the 1984 World Series. He gave me my baseball's greatest memories in this town. And say it's pathetic, whatever you want, but that's all I've got. And he was the best.
It's not pathetic, okay?
And he stayed here. You know what I mean?
Right. And, all the same people that are, like screaming at the top of their lungs, they don't spend any money. Hey, this is what happens at the end of that. All right.
And we knew it when he signed that contract. You had to give it to him.
It happened with V-Mart. It happened with Maglio. It happened, and it'll happen with all these guys that everybody's like, well, how come the Padres have got 8 shortstops and they're 5 games below 500?
Wait till that Juan Soto contract comes up.
Yeah, but
Fernando Tatis. Imagine the amount of money they spent. And he's played maybe one complete season?
Yeah, and it's okay to enjoy your team.
Yes.
On a daily basis. It is. Miggy had a couple hits there the other night. That was a good thing.
You know what, Pat? The main reason I turn into Tiger games is when he's playing. I'll be honest with you. It's still nostalgic to me. And he's still one of he's my favorite Tiger of all time. So,
Even though I think they should probably release him, but I hope that, I'm wrong and that he starts to get some hits and that things start to work out because Miggy, 15th all time in total bases in the history of baseball.
See you, Ken Griffey.
I mean, he just passed Ken Griffey. And so, Miggy never won a championship in Detroit. Ken Griffey never won a championship. You don't think people love him in Seattle?
Or even Cincinnati.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And friggin' man, when was the last time the Yankee championship?
Hell, they probably still love Ken Griffey Jr. in frickin' Chicago for the year or two he played with the White Sox.
I know. And it's like, the Tigers, man, look, it's been a tough time for him. But they knocked friggin' New York out of the playoffs three times. The only time they played them in the postseason, they beat them three times. And the whole thing about Moneyball and everything, they knocked those guys out three times. So, but when you sign guys those type of contracts, that's what happens at the end. So if you're preaching one thing, okay, over here, then on the other hand, don't start knocking the guy and calling him names. All right, he doesn't deserve that. He's one of he is a hero in Detroit, period. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and he's been fun. Yeah, you see him with the green hat on? That was funny. I'm going to go swimming.
I enjoy it. I mean, I always will. So I'm going to be the last person that will bash that man.
Good, Evan. We're on the same page. But anyway, till next time, we'll see you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.